A sandblaster was adding a feature to the Hopkins County Veterans Memorial on Thursday. We learn about that and more from Veterans Memorial Committee member Pam Elliott.
Pioneer Memorial's doing the work for us. It's for our POWs and MIAs. Tommy Allison did research, and he came up with the names and raised the money for it, in fact. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Just here in time for coming into the 4th of July, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Be something else that people can look at. Mm-hmm. And will this be a thing that will grow as names are identified?
As we can, proof. So if there's a family member that they know their names aren't up there, then be sure and come here to me.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be sure they get on there.
You, or I guess you kind of check everything, verify, mm-hmm. and do all
we try. We want the names to be right. Once they're in the stone, they can't erase them.
Yeah.
So.
I was kind of surprised that I didn't see anything from Vietnam era, but for one reason or the other,
haven't located any.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so if somebody knows of any POWs, MIAs from the area.
Sure. You know, if they've got an article or, something in their DD-214 discharge papers, just bring them to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a part of the memorial that could be growing a little bit, I guess, as
sure.
people make
sure.
their case.
Mm-hmm. And we're working on a way to acknowledge the KIAs, too, on the wall.
Yeah.
So we're working on that one.
All right. So even though, the committee's real push was to get this thing built, the committee continues to meet and get things done.
We meet twice a year, we do, and this is the drop-off place if you want to still put someone on the wall. We figure about 2,000 plus
uh-huh.
veterans still aren't sponsored. So.
Oh, okay.
They're always looking for money.
Yeah. Are there special programs for people interested in helping you out in that?
Sure, we have an Adopt-A-Vet program uh-huh. and, of course, our maintenance. There's several things.
How does Adopt-A-Vet work? How does that?
Well, it runs us about $50 to put a vet on the wall. So each $50 that they can donate, I've got a list. Mm-hmm. We've got several, probably another 1,000 World War I vets that don't have sponsors. Either uh-huh. the family's gone or they've moved on. So there's plenty to sponsor.
Do any of them go back, like, as far as Civil War or anything
like that? There's four on the wall that just say Army. Uh-huh. Those are before the Civil War, buried in our county.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Or 1812.
Is there a sign-up period? I guess any time's a sign-up period, right?
Right now we're trying to, the minimum we can get engraved, because a company out of New Mexico does it, is 250 names. So that's our goal each year, and by April 1st, and then we try to have it on by Memorial Day. Uh-huh. We just had one in May engraved.
Uh-huh. So here, just in time for the 4th of July celebration coming up Saturday, anybody that wants to check out, just to the left of the mural, there's mm-hmm. something new, right?
Something new. MIA POWs. Yes,
right.
Sir.
KSST News.